Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, and I am in a very busy, talkative bedroom here of Ibu Bey, who has told me the story of his life. And Ibu Bey is so filled with life and magic that it's just amazing. Now, we were talking about living forever. And Ibu Bey, who's going on three, he says, I'm three, but he really is immortal. He is eternal. He is living in that age of allness, and he is this allness. And, you know, I saw another little boy and girl just like him the other day. I was visiting in Los Angeles, California, and I was visiting with Ibu Bey's mother, Chioma, and we were visiting her friends, and at her friend's house, they had a little boy and a girl, and the little boy and girl were acting up at the table and just being sort of obstreperous in every way. And Chioma said, children, let me tell you a story about Mr. Candle. And they said, I want to hear it. Well, let's all go to bed now, and then I'll ask Mr. Candle to come and tell you the story himself. And so she asked me to come to their house. And I went to their house, and I talked to the children, and I told them all about Ibu Bey. What a wonderful, understanding, brilliant child he was. And they said, no, we're brilliant. He is not brilliant, we're brilliant. If he was brilliant, he'd be here with us. And I said, oh, he is everywhere. Would you like to see Ibu Bey? And they said, yes. And I said, okay, here's a picture of him. So I showed him the picture of you. Hey, he looks just like us. He is a nice looking guy. He looks just like us. And I said, that's right. But remember, he is eternal. He is immortal. Well, why is he immortal? Because he lives his vitality unlimited right now. He lives in his happy state of consciousness right now. He thinks everything is just so wonderful. Everything is so great. And so I went back and I told Ibu Bey about that. And Ibu would say, wow, I'm glad I could help. Do you need to take me along on other trips? And I said, yes, I do. I said, would you mind going along on some of my trips around the world, Mr. Ibu Bey? And he says, sure, I'd love to. He says, as long as I can wear my Thomas hat. Because Thomas is my engineer. That's my choo-choo train. And I wear that whenever I'm driving my choo-choo train. And I said, well, Ibu Bey, you're certainly welcome to do that. Now, boys and girls, there comes Mr. Sandman. And he's, look at him, just look at him. He's coming right through the window there. Hi, Mr. Sandman.
Hi.
How are you? Are you going to sprinkle some pixie dust on Little Eagle on Ibu Bey? And Mr. Sandman said, no, 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 no. I have to wait till he calms down first. I'm going to get the rest of the children in the neighborhood, and I'll be back. And so a couple hours later, he came back, and Ibu Bey was still going hot and heavy. And Mr. Sandman said, well, I don't have any more time, so I'll just sprinkle some on him. And so Ibu Bey was in the middle of the talk, and he fell fast asleep with his arms up in the air. And Mr. Sandman went his way, and Mr. Candle said, Ibu Bey, you're fantastic. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.